This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking of selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investments, this is the show for you. We are a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, trainer, and speaker. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. I am Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty here on the Real Estate Zone, your number one live show for all things real estate. Whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or you need help with mortgage finance, either purchase loans or refinances, this is your show, and we are a live call-in show, so we would love to hear from you all hour at 1-800-222-5222. We'll answer all your real estate questions, 1-800-ABC-KABC. And let me introduce my co-host from Keller Williams out in Calabasas and TBG Homes, Goli Vadani. Goli, good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
How's it going?
Everything is great. How are you?
I'm excellent. So we have a special show today. It's our spooky edition of The Real Estate Zone, talking about all things Halloween, all things spooky. By the way, can you believe...
Are we going to talk about Trump?
Is that what's spooky? We are going to talk about the election a little bit. We have to. Come on. Like, all this crazy stuff going on. I have a solution for the American people today, by the way.
Oh,
if you don't like
wait.
Your choices, I have a solution today. So we are definitely going to talk about that. But, Goli, can you believe that it's Halloween already in a couple days?
You know, I really can't. And I'm having a Halloween party, and I'm highly unprepared. And so don't remind me.
That's okay. I'll be there.
Yes,
I'll be there. And there's always Jell-O shots, so it's fine. That's all we need.
The Jell-O shots are there. The decorations are there. My costume is not. But it's okay. I'll get to that.
All right. Wait, which one did you pick? I can't remember.
So I'm going to be Queen Ravenna.
Who's that?
She's the evil queen from Snow White.
Okay.
My sister is going to be Snow White. And then my nephew, who's 15 months old, is going to be our little dwarf.
Wait, you're not supposed to. Oh, if it's in a story, it's okay.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I don't think you're supposed to say that. See, and everyone says I offend everyone.
He's one of the seven dwarfs. He's not like, do you get?
Oh,
you
right,
get
right.
It?
I yeah. got it. He's okay. Not like a real dwarf.
No. Danny.
Okay. Sorry. All right, here we go. So we're talking Goli. We're talking real estate today, and we are so excited. Our other co-host from Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the U.S. and the best mortgage company. Can we just say that Movement Mortgage is the best? No one is even a close second. And Ramey Michke is going to be with us in just a second from Movement Mortgage, talking about all things mortgage for us. So, Goli, let's kick things off. We're talking about spooky things. We're talking about Halloween. I cannot believe that it is already Halloween. Goli, we had an awesome birthday party for my mother-in-law yesterday. We had a lot of fun. So I'm getting in the mood today for the Real Estate Zone.
I love Ala, and I wish her a very happy birthday. If you're listening, happy birthday. We love you.
That's right.
So nice to hear that she had a great party.
We had an awesome party. It was really nice. It was just her closest friends and family. We had about 20-something people, and it was really nice.
That's fantastic.
So we had a blast. But now we're ready to talk about real estate. So, Goli, I wanted to talk a little bit just about the real estate market in general. I've been hearing all kinds of cool questions this week about real estate and what's going on and heading into the holidays. What should we be doing? So what I thought we'd just start with is just a broad question, Goli. What are you seeing out there? Because we're out in the field every day talking to buyers, talking to sellers. What are you seeing out in the marketplace right now?
Gosh, Danny, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of everything. You know, what's happening is that I think right now in the winter months and as we approach the holidays, things are slowing down a little bit, particularly because we have an election coming up. And I think that that adds just a little bit more hesitation to people who are either wanting to buy or sell. However, that being said, I think it's because of the election and the economy that interest rates are probably going to increase. And therefore, people are actually somewhat in a hurry to either buy or sell as well. So I'm really seeing like a little bit of everything. There's definitely a shift going on in the market. I think we're going to talk a little bit later about that and some foreclosures that we're seeing and some short sales.
Yes.
But it's sort of really all over the place right now. And I think it's slowed down in these next few months. I think January will pick right back up. How much? I can't say.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I couldn't agree more. You know, what I'm seeing out in the marketplace is, you know, sellers, I think, are coming to the market more. We're seeing more homes come on the market, so buyers have more choices. We're seeing some good stuff in the marketplace. So I think it's actually a really good opportunity for all kinds of people. If you're a seller and you've been on the fence thinking about, should I trade up? Should I move? This may be a good opportunity for you because rates are low, affordability is good. If you are a buyer in the marketplace, then interest rates are low. So that gives you a great opportunity. And speaking of interest rates, we have our number one loan officer from the number one mortgage company, Ramey. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Danny, I'm loving the Lakers sweater.
Oh, thank you, Lakers. That's right. Hey, we're 1-1. And what I want to say is we have the same record as the Golden State Warriors. It's not going to last long.
You can claim that right now.
Right now, we have the same record as the Golden State Warriors. So I got to sport my Lakers gear.
That's why he had to wear that jacket today. Today's the only day you can wear it, really.
That's it. I get one time.
Costume and we were being spooky.
I don't have a costume yet, and we have Goalie's Jello Shot party.
You better come in costume. You're not allowed without it.
All right, I got to find something. I have 2 days.
Yep.
I'm going to go to Costco.
Okay.
They have kids' costumes at Costco. How come they don't have adult costumes at Costco?
Don't know.
So, Ramey, good morning. What's happening? How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a lovely morning out here. How's the weather for you guys?
It's a little cooler outside. I think it rained yesterday. Other than that, we're good.
Good. Well, it is beautiful out here, and we are doing crazy things at Movement this week. Our op centers went all out on all things Halloween. So I'll have to send you guys some pictures because there were some really, really scary costumes and I got some really good ideas for myself.
Oh, nice. Yeah, please do. We'd love to see some pictures. And better yet, for our fans, post them on the Real Estate Zone Radio Facebook page. Let's see them on there.
I definitely will.
Awesome. By the way, you guys can all find us. If you're listening to the show, you can also find us on Facebook at Real Estate Zone Radio. You can watch our Facebook live feed as we do the show and all throughout the day afterwards. And, of course, you can find us on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We're right here for you. So, Ramey, what's happening in mortgage at Movement Mortgage, the best mortgage company in the whole world?
Well, thank you. Mortgage right now... you know, I think, you mentioned the elections a second ago. I think as we get closer, everything's going to kind of be really static for us in mortgages, at least in terms of rates. Things are going to slow down just a little bit just because we don't know what's going to happen. That's good for us right now. Everything's holding really steady, no dramatic rate movement. But I did want to tell you guys, I saw a really interesting article this week. Some economists and some higher-ups at Freddie Mac posted a couple of stats about what they're predicting for 2017.
Oh, fantastic. Let's hear it.
I thought it was really interesting. They're saying mortgages overall are going to drop in production, mostly because everyone's anticipating rates to go up next year. So they're anticipating a refinance drop, right? But they are saying purchases will increase like dramatically. I want to say it's like 12 to 15% next year.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, so I'll have to double check that number. But they're anticipating a lot of homeowners, you know, first-time homebuyers next year, a lot of people stepping into that market, which is really, really exciting for us. But I think the bigger thing there is if you haven't refinanced yet, everyone now kind of agrees, all economists across the board, refinances are going to drop because rates are going to go up.
Interesting. So if you have not refinanced, if you've thought about it, if you have a, so Ramey, if someone has a rate above like 4%, they should call you to talk about refinancing. Is that about right?
I would say if they're above 4%, I'd love to talk to them. At that point, it's really going to depend on how long they've had their mortgage for to
right.
make sure that it makes sense, because we're going to be starting that 30 years over, maybe. Or we can look at exploring keeping their same loan term. So it's, we can come up with something for sure.
Got it. So if you're listening to the show or you're watching us on Facebook and you have a mortgage loan and you are above 4% or anywhere around there, you have to call the hotline right now. 1-800-358-7563. 1-800-358-7563. That's 1-800-358-7563. Pick up the phone. Call that hotline number, because we have Ramey and her friend, her spooky friends at Movement Mortgage standing by to talk to you about refinancing. This is the time. Don't let this time slip away. Get that lower rate, get the lower payment, or get some cash to do an improvement or pay for some holiday gifts. And on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the best testimonial about Movement Mortgage that you have ever heard. So don't go anywhere. Come on back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Coming up on the next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, will Trump TV be on your television screen soon? Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366.
Did you know there are 1,288,000 fires and 80,000 carbon monoxide incidents reported in the U.S. every year? First Alert is joining forces with your local fire departments for three fun, engaging, and family-friendly events as part of our For a Safer Place campaign, available at Lowe's. Join us on Saturday, October 29th from 9 a.m. till noon at the Lowe's stores in Burbank, Long Beach, and Northridge to learn how to protect your family from the dangers of smoke and carbon monoxide.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LALYFT.com, that's LALYFT.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips. But let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money. But what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids. So the opportunity to earn any time is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LALYFT.com. That's LALYFT.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Your source for breaking news. Live and local. KABC.
Danny, Selkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Remy Michke, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing opportunity, NMLS ID 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hey, hey, good morning, Southern California. This is the Real Estate Zone, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC, and I am your host, Danny Batsalkin, here with my co-hosts, both of us from Keller Williams, TBG Homes, Goalie Vidani, and on the line, calling in from Movement Mortgage, the number one mortgage company in the U.S. I'm not even saying number one growing, fastest growing, I'm saying just number one, Remy Michke. Remy, good morning, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
All right, Remy, I have the ultimate Movement Mortgage testimonial for you. You ready?
I'm so excited.
So
I'm nervous.
No, listen to this, guys. Okay. I mean, this is just crazy. And if you're listening to the show, I really want you to pay attention to this because this is insane. And I'm going to say who the other company is, too. I was going to keep it anonymous, but I'm not going to because I hate these guys. So we had a property that we put on the market. It was a listing, and we got three offers on the listing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty common in kind of a mid price point. You know, somewhere I think it was around $500,000, and the offers were all very, very similar, except one offer the people were putting like 75% down, and they were getting a 25% loan. And it was a shorter escrow. The price was a little bit higher. And so we went ahead and went with that offer. And the seller decided to go with that offer. It was a quick close. The seller had some tenants in the property that were moving out. So we're supposed to close. Escrow is supposed to close on Friday. And Thursday, we get a call saying, oh, sorry, lender can't do the loan.
And they had removed all contingencies, right?
Yes, of course. The day before. Oh, sorry, lender can't do the loan. And we're like, what do you mean the lender can't do the loan? It's like a 25% loan. Well, apparently these buyers, I think we're getting some money from their parents and it was international or something like that. And last minute, the lender decides that they don't want to do it. And that lender, who I will never allow any of my friends or family to work with again, is Bank of America. They are the absolute worst. If you are listening to the show, do not work with Bank of America. I'm telling you that right now. Okay? They are terrible. And I can have their president call in because, I mean, this is the second or third time this has happened. Right.
And you know, for a while, Bank of America was doing because Bank of America has had this reputation for a while. Right. And
yes,
they had been doing everything they could to get rid of this reputation, but unfortunately,
yes,
they just can't seem to do it.
No, they are the absolute worst. The worst. I wrote an email to their guy and I said, friends, don't let friends work with Bank of America because it's the absolute worst. And the only reason, you know, we had the buyer get cross pre-approved with Movement at the time, but it was such a small loan amount that we were like, okay, they have a relationship. Like, you know, there's no, you know, obviously we can't force anyone to use anyone. But anyway, so let me give you the good news of the story. So the good news is we immediately, you know, have the buyer get in touch with Movement Mortgage immediately. They get approved. I think we're going to get the final approval on Monday. And by all accounts, Movement Mortgage is going to be able to close this loan in, I believe, 9 days.
Wow.
They're going to be able to close. And so their Movement once again comes in and saves the day for the seller and for the buyer, because think about all the stress. You know, the seller has tenants that have moved out.
Right.
He thinks we're closing escrow. The buyer's ready to move in. They're so excited. And the day before closing, the lender says, oh, sorry, we don't like something and we're out. And so now we have Movement Mortgage that comes in to save the day. You guys are like Superman, Remy, saving the day.
Well, we try. We enjoy wearing our capes. It's a good reason, you know, to go to work every day when you can do something like that for someone.
Right.
Just doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. So if you are listening to this show and you're thinking of buying a home, or maybe you're already in escrow and you're having some issues with your escrow, give us a call because Movement Mortgage will tell you upfront, 6-hour underwriting. You will know whether you can get that loan or not. And when Movement says you can get the loan, you get the loan. All right. You do not have any issues. You don't have cancellations the last day because no one wants that. It hurts the buyer. It hurts the seller, all the agents, everyone involved in this transaction that everyone's worked so hard to put together can go down the drain the day before if you work with any other lender. And this is not a scare tactic. Like, this is real life because this just happened. You know, this is the real deal. So call us on the hotline number 1-800-358-7563. We're going to put you in touch with reps from Movement Mortgage and from TBG Homes. Again, that's 1-800-358-7563. So, Remy, can you believe this nonsense with these other lenders?
I feel so bad, you know, because I worked at Bank of America at one point, and
right.
At the time, Bank of America was really, really great, and I think they just kind of lost sight of their customers.
Yes.
At the end of the transaction. It's not just a numbers transaction. There's people involved.
Yes.
And, goalie, I totally agree with you. I think they were trying really, really, really hard to rectify that. And unfortunately, there's still just some bad, you know, bad transactions out there that go sideways for them. And I want them to do better.
No,
if any of them want to do better, they can come to Movement Mortgage.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, the problem is here's the thing. They don't care. You know, no one there cares about anything. You know, they say they care, but they don't care. You know, and anyone you talk to, it's like, oh, no, sorry. This is just the way it is. And we'll have an answer for you in a week. And, you know, that's just not good enough when you're working with consumers. And this is the kind of stuff that happens. And this does not happen at Movement Mortgage, because when you guys say you're going to do it, you're going to do it, and you do it. And that's why it's so awesome to work with you guys. And so, again, thank you for everything that you do. If you're listening to the show, you know, do not get caught in this trap of someone else telling you what they could do. When Movement says they do it, then they do it. Call us on that hotline number. We'll put you right in touch with reps at Movement Mortgage. And if you guys can't tell, I am so passionate about this, because I do not want any of our clients, I do not want anyone that's buying a home to experience this kind of nonsense with these other lenders. So 1-800-358-7563 is the hotline. Look us up on Facebook. Movement Mortgage has a new awesome easy app that you can use, which is fantastic. I finally went in there and tried it out. So you can get a loan super quick. Type in all your stuff. Again, 1-800-358-7563. All right, that's enough of my diatribe there. But
do you feel better now?
Well, I'm just like, so I was so pissed yesterday. I'm like, you know, this is crazy,
dude. I know. I don't blame you.
So anyhow, Ramey, can you tell I'm passionate about it today?
I can, and I appreciate the passion and the enthusiasm.
Right, right, right. Good stuff. So, goalie, I told our listeners that I'd talk a little bit about the election. Leah told me not to do it. But, like, it's crazy that we have all these scandals. You know, you got, like, Trump with all his stuff, which is, not, of course, not that big of a deal. And then you have the other candidate being investigated by the FBI, like, 11 days before the election. This is unprecedented.
It's absolutely crazy. I mean,
yeah.
Hillary was leading in the polls
right.
by, it depends on who you listen to, but anywhere between 7 to 10 points. And now it's a really close race, and it's very scary. I have to say, I'm actually really concerned. This whole... you know, the FBI reopening Clinton's case,
right.
potentially reopening Clinton's case, could be very detrimental to my cause.
But, I'm just saying, like, isn't it nuts that, like, we have two candidates and, like, one in the middle of the election, one's being investigated by
yeah.
the FBI.
Yeah.
The other one's got all these other scandals.
Yeah.
It's like, you
yeah.
know, so to my fellow Americans, here's what I want to propose, right? Like, if you don't like those candidates, there's always the write-in candidate. And I'm going to, you know, put
Dan,
my name out there.
You can't do that. No, that does exactly what we don't want it to do. It takes away from Hillary.
So here's the deal. I'm not going to tell you, you know, who I'm supporting, of course. But if you're thinking of voting for Clinton and you don't like that anymore, you can always write in Danny Betzalkin. I'm totally ineligible to be president of the U.S. because I wasn't born here and I was not a naturalized citizen. But I'm just saying, it's an option.
Well, you're definitely not the first one to to make that an option for people. I forget the guy's name, but there's a guy in Utah, right, who
uh-huh.
currently has like 20-30% of the votes, and he's a write-in.
In Utah?
Jill Stein,
uh-huh.
She's a write-in. So there are some states, Utah's a swing state.
That's
there are
right.
some states
right.
where it's really up for grabs, and that write-in candidate could potentially take votes away from some the you know, one of the two major parties, which is probably not the best thing.
No,
but hey, whatever you think, Danny.
Well, goalie, I think it's good. I think it's going to be
close. Ultimately, you guys, if someone doesn't get enough electoral votes, it just goes to the House.
That's right.
And the House is a Republican.
But the House is not going to vote for a write-in candidate, unfortunately.
No.
Right? I mean,
right.
I
no.
don't see that happening. So then we're right back to the two original candidates.
Goalie, I've been telling you that it's going to be close. Like, everyone's been saying that it's going to be a blow. It's not. It's going to be very, very close.
Well, now given the FBI potentially reopening this case, yes, absolutely. I mean, this couldn't have happened at a worse time. But then how about, did you see
what do you mean a worse? So what do you mean?
So,
hold on a second.
So did you guys see my Instagram post? There's a guy, a scientist, I believe.
Yes.
A professor, right? Who for the last 30 years has predicted the right president. And he says that Trump will win.
That's right.
And which I find to be very scary. But and he really has sort of no basis for it. It's just like really he goes off of like a feeling.
Hey, if you know, I like his feeling. If he's right, he's right. That's what I'm talking about.
We'll see what happens.
Come on,
the next couple of weeks are going to be really exciting.
It's
we'll
gonna
see
be,
what happens.
It's going to be good stuff, goalie.
Yeah. Ramey, what do you think? What's the sentiment in Virginia?
Well, Virginia is a swing state in the sense that they're very divided. It changes all the time. I have no opinion on the matter, at least not one that I'm going to start stirring any pots or taking any sides between the two of you. But I just do want to say that Kevin and I were joking last night that if Clinton did get elected and if the FBI investigation did come to fruition and something happened, she could potentially get impeached.
Yes.
In which case, husband and wife both getting impeached is kind of a first, right? I think that would be really, really funny.
Yeah, for sure. I think so too. Then we'd be stuck with that Kane guy who's even worse, I think. Sorry, goalie. I didn't like that guy at all.
I'm not related to him.
I didn't like that guy at all. No, Ramey, you can jump in here. That's why we have so much fun on the show, right? Differing opinions, that's what makes it so fun. Like if we
Either
were both
way, I just want whatever is going to be best for the mortgage market.
There you go.
Exactly.
Well, that's for sure going to be I'm not going to say Trump. We got to do it. No, we're having so much fun here, but it is going to be fun and it's going to be interesting. The other interesting thing is a lot of people have already sent in their ballots, right? Like the vote by mail.
Yes.
People. So a lot of people have already sent them in, possibly even before, you know, this happened. So who knows?
That's true. That's a good point. I didn't even think of that. That's true.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen? Well, we got all kinds of fun stuff today on the Real Estate Zone. I cannot believe that it's already Halloween coming up. We're going to have so much fun. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break in just a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk about all kinds of things going on in the real estate market, including what are short sales, what are foreclosures, celebrity and luxury real estate coming right up on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Come on back.
Here we go. It's hard to have a bad Friday.
Well, the picture that Mike Kathwood just sent me, it's helping me have a bad Friday. He's disturbed up here.
Don't you know I'm loco?
He's up got here a lot of dirty pictures
Cerveza.
On his phone. Cerveza is beer.
Oh, did I say Cerveza?
Cabeza is head, right?
He's insane in the membrane.
Insane in the beer.
The Drive Home. With Jillian Barbary and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Did you know there are 1,288,000 fires and 80,000 carbon monoxide incidents reported in the U.S. every year? First Alert is joining forces with your local fire departments for three fun, engaging, and family-friendly events as part of our For a Safer Place campaign, available at Lowe's. Join us on Saturday, October 29th from 9 a.m. till noon at the Lowe's stores in Burbank, Long Beach, and Northridge to learn how to protect your family from the dangers of smoke and carbon monoxide.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubba's here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE.
Contractor license number 399170.
The quality program heard on this station is made possible by your generous contributions.
So call already and contribute.
Call toll-free at 800-ABC-KABC. That's
800-222-5222.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, here with Goalie Vidani, both of us from TBG Homes, and Keller Williams. And on the line is Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage, the number one, the best, the only mortgage company that you should work with, Movement Mortgage, because friends, don't let friends work with any other mortgage company. I told you the story before, and that is why we work with Movement Mortgage, because they're doing amazing things. So ladies, welcome back to the show. I have to make one quick plug because our producers are saying that everyone's calling our hotline number and then they want to get on the show. So if you want to get on the show, you have a comment or a question about real estate or the election, which we talked about a little bit, or Halloween, give us a call. 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. 1-800-222-5222 to get on the show live. We will answer your questions. So welcome back. You can check us out on Facebook. You can listen to us live. And here we go. We're having such a good time today, aren't we, Goalie and Rainey?
Yes, we are. So our callers calling into our hotline line, but they want to make comments about the election and or other things.
I think so.
That's funny. So yeah, call 1-800-222-5222. We're waiting.
I think that's what's going on. So guys, let's talk a little bit of real estate and then we will get into celebrity and luxury real estate, which is what everyone really wants to talk about. But what I wanted to mention is that, you know, with the market in some areas changing a little bit, this week I actually heard a few grumblings about short sales, foreclosures, and some people asking me about that. And so what I thought we would do is just really quickly comment on this. I don't think this is a huge market segment yet. At the same time, it may be affecting some people. So short sales, for those of you who don't remember, in 2007 through 2010, you know, everything was a short sale or a foreclosure. At least it was such a huge majority of the market. And what a short sale is essentially is it's very simply put is it's when the loan balances on a property are more than the value of the home. So your home is worth $500,000, but you owe $550,000 and you need to sell the home for some reason. Either you can't afford the mortgage payments or you just need to move. You know, you need to move for some reason and there's a shortage between the loans and the value of the home. That's called a short sale. And when you need to sell a home that's a short sale, you can. What you need is the help of a professional real estate team that has done these and has experience working with the lenders to help you sell that property. And that's exactly what we've done. You know, from that period, from about 2007 to 2010, I think we probably helped over 100 people in that situation successfully sell their properties.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you are in that situation, if the loan balance on the property is more than the home is worth, give us a call. We would love to help you out. And the number for that, again, is the hotline number, 1-800-358-7563. That's 1-800-358-7563. And what we're able to do in those situations is work with the bank to allow them to sell your home, forgive the rest of the balance. It's actually not taxable either. And so you can sell the home and move in most cases without having to pay any of that shortage. That's typically the way a short sale works.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're in that situation, give us a call. We're also seeing a few more foreclosures here and there in the real estate market. We don't want you to get there. A foreclosure really is an avoidable event. There's almost never a situation where you should have a foreclosure because you can do a short pay instead. It's so much better on your credit. It doesn't hurt that as much. It's a lot much less of a recovery period. What I did want to ask Ramey, because we had people that had short sales and foreclosures before, how long is the waiting period? If someone's listening and they had a short sale or foreclosure in the past, how long do they have to wait before they can buy another property?
It's all going to depend on the type of loan that you're trying to get your next loan. So if your next loan was going to be conventional versus FHA versus VA or USDA, they all have a little bit different of waiting periods. And it's going to depend on if you had a short sale or a foreclosure or a bankruptcy and what type of bankruptcy. But you can go anywhere from, you know, 2 or 3 years, depending on your scenario, all the way up to 7 years.
Got
it's
it.
Best so, to call and we can look at your credit report.
So, Ramey, what I find interesting about that is now we're coming into, like, if you think about it, we're coming into like the eighth year since the peak of the crisis, right? So that means that potentially there's all these new people. I actually read a statistic that it was about 2.5 million people who are re-entering the market who now have sort of a fresh, clean start. Are you seeing that as well?
You know, we definitely see it. A lot of those people were trying to get into new mortgages for the last couple years. FHA has a shorter waiting period than a conventional loan. So some of those people have already been entering the market. But I think it kind of ties back into what I was saying earlier about what economists are predicting for 2017 is they're expecting home ownership to be on the rise and purchases, you know, to purchase transactions to steadily increase over the next year. And I think a lot of that could be first-time home buyers. And a lot of that is going to be definitely people re-entering the market after
right.
they had some sort of derogatory event in the past.
Right. I think they're calling them boomerang borrowers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting term.
Back around.
Yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense. But then the reverse side of that is, unfortunately, a lot of people at the time also got loan modifications.
Yes.
And those loan modifications are now sort of expiring. And the loans, a lot of times, are reverting back to what they were. And those people could potentially be in a crisis where they probably have to now short sale if they can't afford the new payment and the modification was the only thing they could afford, could potentially be entering in the, you know, could be a short sale. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, but modifications are interesting too. And again, it's going to depend on the type of loan you're going for, but there are scenarios where if you had any sort of principal reduction forgiveness, you know, if the bank wrote off part of your principal as part of your modification, you could be subject to short sale waiting periods because it's kind of the same premise, right? We're talking about in a short sale, you're asking the bank to write off part of the balance because you owe more.
Right.
But even if you're doing a refinance and you had a modification before where the bank wrote off part of the balance, they're kind of looking at that the same scenario, you know, they kind of did the same thing. So, but we definitely, people are calling and they're asking. They're curious. They're wanting to know what they can do.
Very interesting stuff, Ramey. So if you're listening to the show or you're watching us on Facebook and you are curious about this, if you had a short sale or a foreclosure or a loan modification in the past and you want to buy and you want to become a, what's it called?
Boomerang borrower.
Boomerang borrower, boomerang buyer, then give us a call on the hotline number. We'll get you in touch with someone at Movement Mortgage that can tell you pretty quickly in just 6 hours as part of the 671 program, which we'll have to touch on in a second. They could tell you pretty quickly what you can afford and whether you can get a loan now. And again, that hotline number is 1-800-358-7563. That's 1-800-358-7563. Give us a call on that and we will chat with you on that because I think it's going to be a big segment. Like you were saying, Goalie, it makes sense.
But
the only thing I would say about that is that we definitely qualify people a lot better now than we did before.
Right.
And I think even if foreclosures do kind of creep up, I wouldn't even begin to think it's going to be anything like it was before.
because we qualify people so much better. We make sure they can afford their payments now.
Exactly. And you're exactly right about that. And when you say creep up, I think that the statistic that I read was that starting in 2015, by every quarter, short sales and foreclosures were up about 2%. And you know, that's to be expected. I mean, that's really, 2% is really not a big number.
Sometimes,
you know,
life just happens. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yes. Exactly. But interestingly enough, also, there's a lot of people right now. I mean, right now, your house is probably worth the most it's ever been. Right. So people who may not be able to afford their home still have equity in it. So if that's the case, I mean, sell it before something happens, before you get into a potential short sale down the road, if property values decrease down the road, or if you get an NOD, or, you know, sell it. If you have equity, sell it now.
And folks, if you're listening to the show and you want to see what the value range of your home is, just jump on tbghomevalues.com. You can get an approximate value range for free automatically. That's tbghomevalues.com. Or just give us a call on that hotline number, 1-800-358-7563. So everyone, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are talking to Goli Vadani about celebrity and luxury real estate. You do not want to miss this segment, because Goli is your celebrity and luxury real estate expert. She's here. She's going to talk to us about all kinds of fun stuff. Come on back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Kings' 50th season is underway.
Heading Jet Royale, Convoy Flat, and Frenchie Lemieux for the Kings.
And the only way to celebrate a golden anniversary is by raising a silver cup.
Score! Kings win the game!
Later today, the Kings face off against the St. Louis Blues. Coverage gets underway at 4:30 with Inside Kings Hockey. Kings. Blues. Today at 4:30 on your home for the 50th season of LA Kings Hockey.
Go, Kings, go!
790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Batsalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. Danny Batsalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go, and Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone limited edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning, Southern California. We are back on the Real Estate Zone. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin. We have Goalie Vadani, your celebrity and luxury real estate expert, although she does work with normal people as well. Someone asked me that. They always ask me. And on the line,
I prefer not to, of course.
Of course.
Just kidding.
Well, now you're sounding like you're going to switch parties. And we have Ramey Mitschke, of course, on the line from the number one lender in the world. Movement Mortgage. Ramey, good morning.
Good morning. I count as a celebrity because I'm on the show, right?
Of course.
Goalie absolutely. Sold my house.
Yes, Goalie will work with you.
Exactly.
That's right. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah, I sold your house, right? You're a celebrity.
Yeah.
So, Ramey, we talked about it today. If you did not listen to the beginning of the show, I shared a horror story from another lender with you. Do not work with any other lenders. We always say, hey, this isn't a sales show. We're here to educate you. But I got to tell you, Movement Mortgage is the way to go. If you don't want any problems, if you don't want any hassles, if you don't want the stress of a last-minute issue with your lender, you need to work with Movement Mortgage. Pick up the phone. Give us a call on that hotline number. Goalie's going to give it to us right now. And that's the number to call. You want to talk to someone at Movement. You want to talk to someone at TBG Homes, Keller Williams. We are here to help. Goalie, give them the hotline number.
1-800-358-7563. Give us a call.
There you go, folks. All right. So Movement Mortgage, that's the way to go. Ramey, thank you again for everything that you do for our clients. We love you out here in Los Angeles.
Well, we love you guys too.
And of course, even though Ramey's calling in from beautiful Virginia, she's got her team of experts here standing by to help you out. So we've been talking about all kinds of fun stuff with real estate today. All kinds of things, all kinds of happenings on our spooky edition, our Halloween edition of the Real Estate Zone. But now it is really time to get down to the fun stuff because we have Goalie who's going to talk to us about all the juicy stuff with celebrity and luxury real estate. So Goalie, what is happening in that market?
So I'm actually going to shift this story a little bit, and I'm going to keep it really spooky, even spookier than Donald Trump. And we're going to talk about the Las.
We're done talking about the election.
Oh, okay,
that's it.
The Las Feliz Murder Mansion.
Spooky.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know, we talked about this a while ago. And there have been since then some revelations. So I wanted to go through the story one more time. This is a story of the murder-suicide that has been circulating the internet for ages, right? And what happened, Danny, was at 4:30 in the morning on December 6th in 1959, a cardiologist by the name of Harold Perelson struck his sleeping wife, Lillian, in the head with a hammer. He bludgeoned her to death, okay? And she died immediately. He bludgeoned her to death.
I remember this story.
Yes. Then he had three children. He went into his daughter Judy's room, who at the time was a teenager, and he struck her in the head with the hammer as well. Only his hit was a little off, and he didn't kill her immediately. She woke up, started screaming, ran in, saw what had happened to her mother, ran out into the street screaming, don't kill me, don't kill me, and then saying that it was her father. While she was doing all of this, a few neighbors heard, and one person came into the house. Now, apparently, one of the smaller kids, I don't know their ages, woke up, and Dr. Perelson told one of the kids, he said, you're having a bad nightmare, go back to sleep.
Wow.
Okay. So the two younger kids were safe. Then the neighbor came in, saw what was going on. At the time, Dr. Perelson went back into his room, took some Nembutal and a couple other pills and killed himself. Okay. Immediately. Now, since then, we don't really know what has happened to the children. Judy survived, and the two younger children survived. Rumor has it that they went and lived with their aunt in Chicago, but we don't really know what happened since then. But here's where it gets like really sort of spooky. As if it wasn't spooky enough. This happened in December of 1959. Okay.
Okay.
So in 1960, the house sold in a probate auction to a couple from Lincoln Heights, Emily and Julian Enriquez. Now, it was believed that, now this happened around Christmas, right? And then what started to happen over the course of a couple of years is people would say, now when it went into probate and the Enriquez family bought it, they never did anything with it.
I remember that.
They never lived there. They never moved in. They never rented it out. They never did anything with it. They just sort of let the house sit there. And it started to, you know, it started to become like this spooky sort of haunted house. And neighbors claimed that they saw in the windows a Christmas tree and presents.
Right.
Okay. And this happened. But it was interesting because the Perelson family, they were Jewish.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't celebrate Christmas. So we don't know where the Christmas tree and the presents came from. There is a theory that before it went into probate, it was rented out to a young couple who didn't know what had happened there. And on the anniversary of the death, they heard the story and they ran out, you know, and uh-huh. they decided to never come back and left their Christmas tree and left presents wow. and so on and so forth. So from that time, nothing since 1960 to 1994, when Emily Enriquez died, still nobody had moved into the property. Nobody had lived there. Nobody had rented it out.
It was just sat there?
It just sat there.
Oh,
it just sat there. Okay, right? So then her son, Rudy, took over the property, and he never lived there either. He never rented it out. He never did anything with it. Some people say that he used it sometimes as a storage facility and would just leave things there. Then he died just last year,
uh-huh.
in 2015, and he had no children and no heirs. And so again, it went to probate.
Uh-huh.
It was listed for about $2.5 million. It was people would go there just to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that it really got any bona fide buyers until a very brave young couple put an offer and just recently bought it for $2.2 million.
Okay.
So it now apparently they have every intention of tearing it down and right. rebuilding it. I mean, this is a beautiful area.
Sure.
This is one of the most beautiful areas in Los Feliz. It's a great street. It's on Glendower Place. It's a fantastic street. So they're apparently not taken by all of the hauntedness that
right.
is, you know, plagued this home. And they plan on tearing it down and rebuilding it.
Wow. What an interesting story.
Very
it gives interesting. You the chills when you hear the story,
it's,
right?
It's so scary, right? It's so scary. But it's a beautiful 4-bedroom house with a grand entrance, a formal dining room, a library. It has a beautiful ballroom with a bar, which was, you know, probably the it thing in the 1950s, 1960s.
Yeah. Hey, what's wrong with the bar?
Nothing but a ballroom with a bar.
Oh, a ballroom with
yeah.
the bar. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's still good.
Yeah.
It's coming
yeah.
back.
Yeah, so it's
did
it's,
you hear they're making a movie about this mansion?
Are
no.
they really? Oh my gosh.
Are they really?
Who's going to be in it?
They did the Cabin Fever movies. I don't know if they did both of them, but that was the last I heard was the guys that did Cabin Fever are redoing, or not redoing, are making a movie about this mansion.
Oh, are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to play? Have they chosen the actresses and actors yet? Do you know?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Very interesting.
From what I saw this week, they were like in script writing phase. So it'll be a little while, but still.
Wow. What an interesting. But I guess like, you know, and by the way, the real estate theme here is that if there's been a death in the house in the last 3 years, you have to disclose it.
Right. Unless it's AIDS, then you don't have to disclose
yes,
it.
Yes. We've mentioned this with our friend of the show, Vladislav.
Yeah.
And so if there was a death prior to 3 years, then you don't have to disclose that. Just so that everyone knows on your disclosures, right? So that's not something that you need to disclose. But what an interesting, spooky story.
Right. So I drove by this property
okay.
Several months ago, and I couldn't get myself to go out and walk onto it. I mean, it was just so spooky. You can tell by the pictures, and I'll post them later on Facebook, but it's a really eerie place.
Yeah, post the pictures. I want to see it. So the house probably still looks the same way, like the way it looked before.
It's like a Spanish revival, you know, but
yeah.
it looks really kind of decrepit and, you know,
right.
it's falling apart. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cuz it's been so long. Wow, that's very interesting. Well, Goalie, that is a great story to end off our spooky edition of the Real Estate Zone, right?
Very spooky.
So, friends, what I want to tell everyone once again, we've had an awesome show today. What I want to tell you again is that if you're thinking of buying a home, if you are in the middle of an escrow and you need to talk to Movement Mortgage because you might be having some problems, give us a call on that hotline number, 1-800-358-7563. For Ramey Michke at Movement Mortgage, Goalie Vidani at TBG Homes and Keller Williams. I am your host, Danny Batsalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams. Thank you so much for tuning in. Frank's going to take us out with a little Guns N' Roses. We'll be back next week on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Everyone have a great weekend and a happy Halloween.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Remy Michke, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing opportunity, NMLS ID 39179, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.